Isaiah 64, oh, that you would tear the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles the brushwood and the fire causes the waters to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. So this is the old desire for Jesus to come, even in the Old Testament times. Oh, that you would tear the heavens, that you would come down. This is the desire for God to get involved here on the earth. And in other words, you hear the faithful people saying things like, how long, O Lord? So there has to be this daily desire for the kingdom to come. And that's what we're taught to pray for in the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if we're having a great life now, we won't have that desire. If we think we've got our kingdom now, well, we won't have that desire to be in God's kingdom. But if we love God and we love the things of his kingdom, then that is what we want. We will want Jesus to come back. So whoever's talking here says, oh, that you would come down and that you would act. When you did awesome things which we didn't look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. For from of old men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen a God besides you, what God has prepared for him who waits for him. So nobody has seen the wonderful things that God has prepared for us. And we're told that God has prepared for us a city, that when Jesus comes back, he will come with the reward for each of us with us. So right now, God is preparing the kind of eternal existence that we're going to enjoy. But that preparation depends upon us now. So it's not that we earn it by our works, but it's rather that by how we are now, we come to love God and we come to want to be in his kingdom. And to, for example, it might be that you'd love to be able to preach, but that you're too shy or you feel too shy. But if that's what you want to do, well, when Jesus comes, you will have it. Because God is preparing you now for who you will eternally be. You meet him who rejoices and works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry and we sinned. We've been in sin for a long time, and shall we be saved? For we have all become as one who is unclean, and all our righteousness is as a polluted garment. And we all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is none who calls on your name, who stirs up himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and have consumed us by means of our iniquities. So then, I think this is, first of all, the thoughts of somebody during the exile, when the Jews are in exile in Persia, and it seems that God has forgotten them. Well, of course God has not forgotten them, but he's saying, whoever's speaking here, that, well, we are sinning. I mean, he means Israel as a people. And that's why things are as they are, and that is indeed how it is. It's not so much that God really hid his face from them, but rather that their sins came between God and them. But now, Yahweh, you are our Father. We are the clay and you our potter. And we all are the work of your hand. Don't be furious, Yahweh, neither remember iniquity forever. See, look, we beg you. We are all your people. So then, if we are the clay, we need to be soft. We need to be sensitive to God working in our lives, so that he doesn't have to keep pushing us and then we refuse to let his hand work with us. And how he forms us now is how we will eternally be. That's what a potter does. He works with the clay, then he puts it in the oven, and then it's baked into the form that he's made it in. So now is our time of opportunity to be influenced by God's hand. And how we come out at the end of our lives, the sort of people we are, is who we will eternally be. Your holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, is burnt with fire, and all our pleasant places are laid waste. Will you refrain yourself for these things, Yahweh? Will you hold your peace and afflict us very severely? Well, our holy and our beautiful house, our house. Well, it was the house of God. That's the problem, that they came to think that it's not God's house, but it's our house. The house, he says, where our fathers praised you is burnt with fire. Well, did their ancestors praise God in the temple? You read in Ezekiel of how they offered sacrifices to idols in the temple and how they profaned that house. So I think this is the Jews in captivity rather too positively looking back at their past and not accepting that the position they were in was because of their sins. And this is the problem with so many people, that they will not accept that their behaviour has led them to the position they're in, and they just lament the position that they're in.